Alliance of Women Filmmakers. This is Visionary Voices, behind-the-scenes conversations with groundbreaking women and non-binary filmmakers from around the world. I'm Diana Means. Talk to me nice. Talk to me honestly. Look in my eyes. Don't let it fall on me. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. Today, we have writer and producer Summer Brown talking about her film, Lessons, an official selection of the Los Angeles Women's International Film Festival. In Lessons, we see a heart-wrenching snapshot of Summer's lived experience of domestic abuse through the eyes of children. Summer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we are going to start by telling us how this project came together and your collaboration with Jude Kalman.
Yeah, I was so lucky to find Jude, actually. It's a project that I wanted to do for about 10 years, something that I had in the back of my mind because of the lived experience that my children went through with domestic violence. And I had the story in my mind for a long time, and I'd written it down into type of a script. I'm not a screenwriter by any means, but I had written down the ideas of how I would play it out if we did do a film. And I was lucky enough to meet Jude through a friend of mine who I'd told about the project. And we got to talking. I wrote down all of my ideas and wrote a script, and we went over it. And Jude was really happy to get on board, and she was passionate about the project and stopping domestic violence as well. So yeah, we collaborated together, and I think she did an amazing job.
Now, just to clarify, this is based on your kids' experience or your childhood experience?
It was my children's experience. I thought it was really important to really focus in on the lessons that kids learn through domestic violence and how it's quite often not learned in a good way. So my children have grown resilience and different skills through the situation that they went through. But of course, the way they learned it wasn't ideal. So I really wanted to highlight that aspect.
And that was one thing that stood out for me, because that was just a very interesting lens to see this movie through. So thank you for making this movie. How long did it take you to make the movie, and how hard was it for you to bring your story to the screen?
It was quite a process working up to making it, because it's a big story. So the script that I'd written was quite a lot more lengthy than what we made. And because of a project that I'm kicking off after this film was made, because it is a concept film for something else I'm working on, it had to be very short and succinct. So it was working with Jude, trying to bring that story down into a 1-minute film. That was maybe the hardest part, was trying to cut out all of the bits that we didn't need that were quite, they were important parts as well. But yeah, we had to leave a lot of it on the cutting room floor, which, you know, we went back and forth about which parts were the most important to show and which would tell the story in the quickest way. So I think the whole process took us a couple of months to decide which bits we would leave in and which bits we would take out, and then a bit more time when we were editing it as well, just working with different versions till we got it right and decided that that was what we'd go with.
This is a concept film for another project. Can you talk about the other project? Is it a full-length screenplay?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about the other project. It's not just one thing that we're doing. It's a project that we're going to run through high schools in Australia. I worked in education, in learning support, and with special needs children for 12 years in secondary school. And not only were my children going through trauma at home, and I had experienced sexual abuse growing up to the point where I was suicidal as a teen. And I knew that there were so many kids out there just like myself and like my children who were going through these traumas. And I really wanted to develop a program that we could use through schools, through the media of film, because I know how important film is in teenagers' lives these days. They always have a phone in their hand. So I thought it was a great medium to be able to do this and just to break that silence around these important issues that are quite often swept under the carpet, kept secret, and people don't often talk about their situation. So I created this program for kids to tell their stories through film just so they could get the message out of what they're going through, so that other people who are going through the same thing know that they're not the only people going through it. Also to tell that story, that people who haven't gone through a situation like that can understand that there are these traumatic experiences happening to kids all the time. And like I said, quite often they don't talk about them. They keep it a secret through guilt or their perception of guilt, because they're embarrassed to speak about it. They think they'll get in trouble. The guilt and the shame that is always around these situations with teens. So the program we're starting in term two at school this year with the high school students just in our area on the Gold Coast. And then we're hoping to extend it out to the rest of Australia and the other states next year.
Can you talk a little bit about how you casted the film and how you worked with the kids dealing with the subject matter? I mean, your child actors.
Yeah, absolutely. So the little girl in the film is actually my daughter. She's not one of my daughters. That I have six children. So my four eldest actually went through the abuse, and the two younger ones are to a different relationship. So she has actually heard the experiences of her elder siblings all through her life. So she was very aware of what they'd gone through, but she hadn't been through any of that, those situations herself. So it was really powerful for her to actually play the role of one of her siblings. And she's transgender as well. So she has had her own things to deal with going through school with bullying and that sort of thing. So it's really important for her to step up and play a part in a film, I think, that deals with trauma. And the other two, the boys, the brothers in the film, they were actually children that I'd already worked with and knew. But we were very, very careful not to have them involved in any of the scenes that showed the abuse. We shot those scenes separately. So I guess until they saw the film, they didn't know exactly how it all came together. But I think they all went away with a real good understanding of what kids that are living this experience go through. And it was really interesting to hear from our eldest actor, Judson. His dad had actually been a child of an abusive relationship when he was growing up, and he had told the children about, you know, some of the stuff that he'd gone through. So Judson was really touched by being a part of the film. So he got to see exactly what it is that his dad had gone through, and that opened up that dialogue with him and his father about the abuse that he had suffered as a child as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about your budget, raising money for the film, and then also for the current project that you're working on?
So it's an ever ongoing process that we're working through, trying to get the money for the project that we're working on, and we're still looking for a sponsor for that. But for the film itself, we did start with GoFundMe, which didn't go that well, really. And I think that was more because of my experience with GoFundMe and setting it up. I could have set it up in a much better way, and I wasn't really experienced with how to do that. So we did raise a little bit. Because everyone that worked on the film were very invested in the subject matter, we got our actors worked on it for a very small amount of money. And to pay Jude, I took on a business partner, Brett McCullum, and he bankrolled the film. But Jude did work at a very reasonable rate because she was really invested in the subject matter as well. So we were very lucky.
And how many shooting days was the film?
Just two. We got it done quite quickly. Jude was very organized and knew exactly what she was doing. So we planned it all out. We only had the two different locations. So we shot the majority of the scenes within the house on the first day, and then just went off and done the park scenes the next day. So it was quite a quick process. Actually, maybe a day and a half we had the shooting done.
Now, this film is screening in the Los Angeles Women's International Film Festival. Is it going to any other festivals?
It has actually gone to a lot of festivals around the world. We've won six awards so far in different countries. We were at the Poe Film Festival in Virginia and a couple of other countries as well, which are escaping my mind at the moment. But yeah, we have won six awards around the world. So I'm really excited that the story has really translated to other countries and it's not just staying in Australia.
Congratulations on that. Is there anything else you would like to share about the film?
I think it's just really important that because we chose to tell the children's story, I'd just like people to watch it, to be aware of that. the children's story in all of this. And I actually had somebody say to me when they were watching the film that it's not just the children, but even the pets that are affected by this. So it's a wide range of echoes that come out from DV that affect a whole range of different people, not just the people who are within the situation. So I guess I just wanted to tell that message or send that message out that the people who are affected and how it affects them in different ways.
Well, thank you so much for making this important film. And thank you for your time with us today. Lessons screens in the Los Angeles Women's International Film Festival, Saturday, March 26th at 5 p.m. And for the complete festival program, please visit lawomensfest.com. Visionary Voices is produced by Diana Means, with editing from Otaku Media. Visionary Voices is a production of Alliance of Women Filmmakers and made possible in part by a grant from the Department of Cultural Affairs. Our website, visionaryvoicespodcast.com.